David Dearborn was a loan and scholarship boy himself, and his proctor's job was, also in theory, no different from my dishline job. That wasn't Deary's theory, though. Deary considered himself a cut above the rest, one of the few, the proud, the brave. His family came from the coast, you see, from Falmouth, where in 1966 there were still over 50 blue laws inherited from the Puritans on the books. Something had happened to his family had brought them low, like a family in an old stage melodrama. But Deary still dressed like a Falmouth prep school graduate, wearing a blazer to classes and a suit on Sundays. No one could have been more different from Ronnie Malenfant, with his gutter mouth, his prejudices, and his brilliance with numbers. When they passed in the hall, you could almost see Deary shrinking from Ronnie, whose red hair kinked over a face that seemed to run away from itself, bulging brow to almost non-existent chin. In between were Ronnie's perpetually gum-caked eyes and perpetually dripping nose. Not to mention lips so red, he always seemed to be wearing something cheap and garish from the five and dime. Deary didn't like Ronnie, but Ronnie didn't have to face this disapproval alone. Deary didn't seem to like any of the boys he was proctoring. We didn't like him either, and Ronnie outright hated him. Skip Kirk's dislike was edged with contempt. He was in ROTC with Deary, at least until November when Skip dropped the course, and he said Deary was bad at everything except kissing ass. Skip, who had narrowly missed being named to the All-State baseball team as a high school senior, had one specific bitch about our floor proctor. Deary, Skip said, didn't put out. To Skip, it was the worst sin. You had to put out. Even if you were just slopping the hogs, you had to fucking put out. I dislike Deary as much as anyone. I can put up with a great many human failings, but I loathe a prig. Yet I harbored a bit of sympathy for him as well. He had no sense of humor, for one thing, and I believe that is as much a crippling defect as whatever had gone wrong with Stoke Jones's bottom half. For another, I don't think Deary liked himself much. DP won't be an issue if he never finds the culprit, I told Nate. Even if he does, I doubt like hell if Dean Gerritsen would agree to slap it on someone for creaming the proctor's door. Still, Deary could be persuasive. He might have been brought low, but he had that something which said he was still upper crust. That was, of course, just one more thing the rest of us had to dislike about him. Trot boy was what Skip called him, because he wouldn't really run laps on the football field during ROTC workouts, but only go at a rapid jog.